Well, as every day passes, more details are emerging on the role of Pakistan in the 26/11 terror attack, India's worst terror attacks. Remember, 166 people lost their lives in Mumbai. Now, there is an interrogation of Tahawur Rana, who was extradited to India from the United States, which is now revealed, and we've got a couple of those key points up right now. A, that he was a trusted figure in the Pakistani military. Trusted to the extent that he'd been sent to Saudi Arabia in a secret mission by Pakistan during one of the Gulf Wars. Rana was in India in November 2008, just 5 days before the attack. He left for China via Dubai just before the attack. He knew three key Pakistani officials, Sajid Mir, Abdul Rahman Pasha, and a Major Iqbal, all accused of planning the attacks. He actively coordinated the attack with the ISI, that's Pakistani intelligence, and the Lashkar-e-Toiba. He worked closely with David Coleman Headley, another prime accused in the case, who remains in the United States despite India's best efforts to have him extradited as well. Rana has told the police that David Coleman Headley, that man over there, very few pictures of him, attended three Lashkar-e-Toiba training camps in 2003-2004. So in terms of what the new details we have at this stage actually mean, we've got two great guests with us, PK Jain, former Additional Director General of Police of Maharashtra, and Ankur Chawla, the author and a survivor of 26/11. I'd like to thank you both for being with us. Mr. Jain, let me come to you first. The fact that he was entirely linked directly with the Pakistani establishment, including three specific people who have now been named, indicates what about Pakistan's involvement in 26/11?
Vishnu, good evening. Thank you very much for having me here. Well, involvement of Pakistan, the government, the army, and the ISI is now absolutely crystal clear. It was crystal clear. That is why the Indian government has been making efforts since 2018-19 to bring this man back to India so that he can be questioned and some more light can be thrown on the conspiracy that went on behind it and how it was executed. And who are their assets even today in this country? Because we have no dearth of, Jaichands in this country. So unfortunately, it took a long time. It took a long extradition process and which finally culminated in 2025. This man has been, he was working for the Pakistani army. He was a doctor captain. And from there, he rose the ranks. And then from there, when he was discharged from the army, and that too apparently was for a mission, he was, as you very correctly said, he was sent to the Middle East. And from there, he went to Europe. From there, he went to America, where finally he got convicted for certain other offenses. In addition, this implication and into the execution and planning of the attack on India also was, it came forth, and he was prosecuted. Finally, after he has completed that sentence, he has been now been handed over to the Indian authorities. Pakistan, this was an, I was on a show earlier. This particular operation of Pakistan was not a terror attack. It was a very well calculated, attack on the India by the Pakistani Defense Forces. Sure. The very fact that it was so, the operatives were so well trained. They were trained not only in the warfare, they were not only trained in taking hostages, how to use the weapons. A whole lot of planning went into the attack at various places in Mumbai.
Okay. Ankur Chawla, what we now know is that Tahawur Rana was in India just 5 days before the attack. Curiously, he left for China via Dubai just before the attack. So these linkages are now coming out, this sort of detail. Just before the attack, he was here. There was initially the sense that, he was in the United Kingdom. He'd set up an agency over here. He was helping to facilitate the movements of David Coleman Headley, who was actually doing recce. But the fact of the matter is, just 5 days before 26/11, this man was in India as well, apparently talking to people in some of the areas where the terrorists struck.
Actually, he was not only collecting information.
Half a second, Mr. Chawla. I just wanted to take that to Mr. Chawla. Mr. Chawla, go ahead with, your thoughts on this point. Yeah.
Sure. See, I completely agree that, and I think this is something which is always known, that this kind of attack cannot be planned overnight. And this is not, you know, something which is spontaneously done. So obviously there is a great amount of planning which has already been done. As a matter of fact, we already always knew that Pakistan has been involved. So, you know, every single press revelation obviously touches the wounds, you know, of people like us who have been, you know, very closely been attached to the attacks. But I think what else as a claim do you require now? I mean, it's literally on the paper. It's literally on the ground. I think this is the time when we feel that, you know, there's a huge, you know, requirement of, let's say, a global accountability. I think everybody knows it now. It's on paper. It's on records. But I think the idea for like people like us is that we have waited for very long till now. Now, if you're telling me that, you know, this is another point that has been proven as a fact as well, what next is the question, right? And how long does it going to take, you know, to really come down to the conclusions? We feel that, you know, justice is, of course, delayed, but it's not completely denied. But we also feel the fact that, you know, it needs to come to the conclusion as well. So I think that's my, you know, personal opinion or personal feeling for or against the entire thing. I feel that there is a step forward towards the right direction. But I also somehow feel that, you know, this is just on the paper. I mean, everything pretty much it was something which we knew. I mean, there's nothing new that has come to me now.
Mr. Jain, just for the benefit of our viewers, David Coleman Headley was some sort of a double agent, right? We'll never be able to get him back. And in many ways, his role, Mr. Jain, is much more direct than Tahawood Rana. Of course, both co-conspirators. But David Coleman Headley is somebody, sadly, the American system protects for reasons which we are not entirely sure of, right?
Absolutely. I don't think we will see him in India. And so are the many other perpetrators. I can tell you that during the time when a Pakistani delegation had come to India, you know, Mr. Ujwal Nikam, who was the public prosecutor for this particular case, he had been associated with that team and with the Indian team. The Pakistani team was only interested in knowing how much India knows, how much, what information do we have, despite all the dossiers having been given to them, whatever evidence we had on the perpetrators and on the operatives on the ground. We had the recording of the Pakistani handlers sitting in their control room and telling the terrorists where to strike, how to strike, whom to take hostage and all. Yet they were not convinced. They took all that information back to India, and we are yet to see any conviction in Pakistan for these for these terrorist activities. So it is a given that Pakistan will not accept that it was their people, come what may. Only thing is that we have been able to prove a point to the world. After that, world has started taking India seriously. We've been alone in this fight against Pakistan and on matters of terrorism. Now, at least India, the world has recognized that, yes, India has been fighting this war for a long time. And the kind of responses that we had recently over the last 3-4 years is something which Pakistan understands, and they must be tackled in the same vein, probably much more severely. I mean, the next time Indian government has been making all the noises that now it is, you know, this will be our policy to deal with terrorism. Even the people who are behind the terrorist attacks will also be tackled. But I think it's high time that we have already shown it to Pakistan that we are capable of doing it. But we must keep our preparedness so that when we strike again, there will be a big, big lesson to Pakistan. That is the only language they understand. All these things are only to prove to the world, yes, the Pakistan was involved, Pakistani government is involved. Who doesn't know? Despite all this, despite Pahalgam, despite what we did to Pakistan, yet Americans are coming forced to help Pakistan with their financial aid package. They have their own compulsions. They want to play one against the other. So we have to be in readiness. We've been fighting this battle for a long time, and we must be mentally and physically prepared for this kind of an onslaught on Pakistan. That is the only language they understand.
All right. Thanks very much, both of you, for being with us.